Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
It's 88 degrees in this podcast studio, for the record. On the readout, it's 88.
Which 88's not that bad. You're doing okay.
It was 90 a minute ago, but so yeah, maybe it's going 90s. Down. Maybe it's going down. Gents, I think for this minisode, we should do something different. Let's call bullshit on each other.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. Oh, sorry, that was my bullshit.
No, I want to call bullshit. Here's what we should do. I think. Well, what about this? What if we have each have a news story? Did you guys bring anything? Did you guys?
It turns out I got a news story right here.
Oh, great! Right there.
Oh wow!
Oh nice.
Dan? Me too.
Oh, yeah, great. That one. Yep. You didn't pull yours out, so I couldn't tell.
Oh wait, hold on.
Gross.
No, that's not. No, that's
somebody's not wearing pants.
Dance Off Dance Party was actually in effect.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. We're in full quarantine. Anybody who's Zooming right now isn't wearing pants. Duh. That's how this works.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah. Why don't you stand up, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll see if you guys can correctly call bullshit on one of my stories. I have two sort of headline-y stories to tell you, okay?
And you decide which one is the truth.
By the way, for the listeners, this is the Adventures of Danny and Mike, the podcast minisode episode that Jeremy didn't want to just jump in. I mean, we do it for everyone. Minisodes, regular ones, guest ones, you know, whatever. I just wanted you to know what you're tuned into, the last podcast network.
Well
if you want to be, yeah, we're...
How about this?
Last podcast network adjacent.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my left, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I call bullshit. I call bullshit.
Immediately,
I'm not to your
right?
left. I really am not.
And also here tonight, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hi. Below me.
No. See, just stop. Why? I have completely cut it out of my bit. I don't even think about it anymore. And you guys, use guys. Anyway, you've heard the setup of what we're going to try to do. Let's get right into this. I have two stories. You ready?
Go for it.
Here's story number one. There is now a double toilet for lovers to let couples poop at the same time.
Bullshit. This is my wheelhouse. That's an SNL commercial.
All right. Well, withhold your judgments until I'm done with my second.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, go ahead.
Do you have thoughts on that? Because... you know, this thing is a double-sided thing. It's like a you know, you have your arms together. You can do wrists. What is that called?
Risk assessment.
So you can touch the elbows and you're dumping.
I thought you were going to say it's risky business, and I would say yes, it is risky business to sit there together and do your business.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you how romantic it is. It's a very romantic looking device. Okay.
It's if you're into scat, it must be romantic.
Or bidets. You know, some people love bidets.
We know Jeremy loves bidets because mine's he feels be confident enough week. To FaceTime from the bidet.
Wait a second. You have a bidet?
Chris, our buddy Chris,
never
gave me a bidet.
What the heck? What do you mean?
I talked about this already.
You don't
it's
just
a secondhand Instagram it's photos. A secondhand
you
used, bidet.
Wait, you
it's
got a used ass
new.
Wash? You got
it's
a
only
used
been
ash
opened.
Wash.
It's never it's been only, installed.
Oh, new, it's only new been
box.
Opened.
New in box is what he means. New in box, right.
New in box, exactly. Yes. So shout out to Chris. I do believe I talked about it already on this podcast, but yeah, he...
probably did on one of your other many podcasts.
No, he was like, you know... knew that I was a fan after my trip to the Adirondacks and you know,
ass rinsing.
Yeah. You guys, it's going to take over the world. No more toilet paper. Why do we need it?
Dude, I'm Italian. I've been to Italy. I've used a fucking my fair share of bidets. Stand up toilet.
Pomodoro!
Ah. In Amsterdam, you lean and shit. You put your legs in the two spots and then you just shit in a hole.
No, I just, I guess I stayed at an American style hostel.
He stayed
I just
in a nicer place than you.
I just shat in a regular toilet in
Absolutely
Amsterdam.
Absolutely not. In the Netherlands, they have toilets with a little step on them. And what you do is you make a welcome mat of toilet paper for your shit. If you know you're going to shit, you make a welcome mat of toilet paper for your shit and you lay it down on the step. You know, there's just like a little bump on the near the front of the toilet. And then you do your business. Then you can look at it, do it for signs of health. That's why it's like elevated out of the water. It's just sitting on this bump. Then when you flush, because you put a welcome mat under it of toilet paper, it doesn't stick to that part of the toilet and make a big gross.
It just makes a burrito, like a taquito?
No, it just flies away.
It just zips away, man.
It just zips away, bro. And it's called a Dutch toilet. And it's actually not a euphemism for anything. It's actually a Dutch toilet.
Well, that's...
No, I would say the Netherlands.
Okay. That's sort of in line with this other story, which is...
So you believed me?
There's here's the second one.
For the listener, if you join our Patreon, you can see that Jeremy is either reading from an article
furiously studying,
or he's bullshitting us. I can't tell.
It's a little bit of all. That was their intent.
Calling bullshit. So anyway, okay. Here is the story: Long Island feline gets caught in dumpster, ends up on fire.
I know. I believe this so far.
That's the whole story.
It's a kitty cat dumpster fire.
They found a cat on fire in a dumpster. So I don't know if you guys, I can tell you more about it if you have questions about it.
No. I would like to speak with the person who found them because you can't
Hold on.
I would like to speak
to them too.
But I'm saying,
I don't
like,
even want to speak to them. I want to smell their fingers.
Right, exactly.
Do they have, you can't
cat on fire and then run away real quick and then somebody else finds it. Like, how long is it going to burn for? The person is in the area. When you found the cat, whoever did that was in the area. So
exactly.
I would be,
it was probably
I would
a firefighter. You know what I mean? It was probably the cat division.
So I was thinking about this while making a left turn onto the Long Island Expressway the other day.
That's right. There are a lot of them.
There's a lot of volunteer fire departments out there in Long Island, but I really can't think of any volunteer police departments. I'd like to see those Suffolk and Nassau cops volunteer. Give up your time for the community.
Yeah.
Do it because you love the community, not because you love money.
I'm about to shut down the floor on these two stories. One is real, one is fake. I'd like you guys to call bullshit on one of them. Now, do you have any more questions about either
story? What you have to do now is make up a funny phrase for each of them. Which do we believe?
Yeah,
burning
cat or the double toilet for lovers. Yeah, exactly.
I forgot your bullshit story already. So, Danny, do you want to go first?
I would have to say that the kitty on fire is bullshit because for exactly what you said, Michael.
Oh, you think that you think you wouldn't let the perpetrator get away? I would not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would be a story. The story would read something a little different. It would be like sociopath lights cat on fire in
gets
dumpster.
Gets ass beaten. Yeah. Get immediately discovered and gets ass beaten.
The story says a firefighter found the kitty that was on fire. And I guess it was just running by fire and caught on fire, you know, like in the dumpster. I'm just saying it happens. It happened. It's real. So keep that in mind.
Dander is very flammable. Yes.
I thought that was a product that you produced, Dan.
Dander.
I secreted from my dander gland.
For the listeners, dander and dust is very high in New York City right now.
Oh, yeah. It's like a 7 or an 8, bro.
But what does that even mean?
out of 10.
How can you quantify dust and dander as it's like tree pollen? Pollen's high, grass pollen is high.
Take a snoot full of it.
Dander
right?
and dust is extremely high. Like how the
they just have one guy with a big nose.
What you're breathing right now is 80% dead skin, other people's and yours. So at least you get a little bit of your own in there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think? Which story is bullshit?
You know, I would not put it past the fine people at Toto or at Kohler or at Pfister
or Glacier Bay.
Or Glacier Bay to come up with some sort of Franken toilet with extra pieces attached, say like a rumble seat or an outboard, you know, like a jump seat, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling bullshit on the toilet.
Wow, both of you calling bullshit.
Well, yeah, both of us have to call bullshit, Jeremy. That's how the game works.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're this right. The toilet is real.
This is from Saturday Night Live. It's from Saturday Night Live.
No, this is real. This
but
is
it is real.
Real.
They used it on Saturday Night Live, but it is real.
The love toilet.
1400.
That's what they called it. What?
I like how.
How much
like
is it
how,
used? Because I know you got to use it.
I'm not paying
how it's
new prices.
I like how it's opposite like that. I almost would prefer it if
tandem.
They were in
you want
tandem.
Tandem.
Yeah.
No. You want to look that person in the
hair
eye.
Hair while we're pooping.
No. I like.
Yeah, that's what you want.
I'd prefer to poop the same way I'd take my ladies on the Coney Island.
Are you the big? You're the big spoon. You're the big spoon.
Yeah,
you're in the back seat.
Yeah, we just both be in the back seat.
It's either front of the front car or back of the back car. If you're going on the cyclone.
I don't need to make eyes while I'm concentrating on getting a poop out of my butt.
Big spoon, big poop.
Wow. Well, you guys did good. I'm ready. I'm
Who
hopeful.
Did good? I did good.
Yeah, you each get a point. That's
why
how
did
this
Mike
game
get
works.
A point? He
because
said
this,
that the,
this
he
is
said
the
that,
this is whose he, line is it anyway? Scoring rules.
No. You both called
arbitrary.
Bullshit.
No, I called bullshit on one story. He called bullshit
on
the other story. And the other, yes.
I called bullshit on the toilet.
Do you not
man.
Even understand how your own game works,
this
Jeremy?
This game is going for the, so well.
For the listener, the text thread that came out about, hey, well, I have this great idea for a new minisode.
is now
he
being
even
punctuated
know
with
to,
a lot
he
of
doesn't even
never
know how it works. Jeremy, which one was the fake story?
The fake story was cat on fire.
Right, so I get a fucking point. Mike gets none.
And I get a point for saying that's bullshit immediately because I was like, you can't set a cat on fire and then
that's what
call,
I'm saying.
And then call
you answered correctly.
No,
so
but
what
he
I did was
say,
I doubted
wasn't
everything.
His game.
I get a
no,
half
see,
a point. I get a half
no,
a
you
point.
Talk, you
no,
talk,
I,
you
I
talk.
Called both of them were bullshit, so I get a half a point.
Okay, all right, fine. Danny, one zip. You get to go then. What's your news stories here, pal?
Go ahead, Danny.
Oh, my news story is.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
You know, the quarantine is tough.
Bullshit.
And, well, it is. Quarantine is tough for a lot of people, especially seniors. So a company has developed a way to make them feel less lonely, but also not have to spend money or like do any extra effort.
Okay.
They decided to make robot pets to help.
Oh, robot
pets. From being lonely.
Yeah. Then there's a problem.
It seems to be working out pretty well. They seem to really like it.
Yeah, lying doesn't seem to be working.
You don't have to do anything about it.
You have to plug them in, though. You don't have to change the litter.
You don't even have to plug them in.
I guess you could leave them outside if they're solar powered. That would be good.
They're battery operated, and when they come, they come with a 24-pack of AA batteries, and it only takes 6 of them. So you get 4 charges before the senior has to, like, go out and do shit.
Has there been any side effects? Any bad things happened?
No, but I can imagine that, you know, maybe a senior might be a little senile and forget that it's fake and, like, put it in water, try to bathe it, and maybe, you know, it gets fucked up. That could be my only thing. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, for the Patreon viewers, $5, okay, and you can tell right now that he what the answer is. But go ahead.
Tell us the bullshit story.
Okay, the bullshit story is that in October 2008, Zima stopped being produced here, and only in Japan was it still, you know, being distributed. But in 2019, it decided to make a comeback, and Zima is coming back to the U.S. in 2020.
That's just what 2020 needs.
Yeah, which is great because it's citrus tangerine and pineapple citrus drink.
Sounds like Five Alive with a white claw.
Gets you booze. Yep. And it's only going to be around for a limited release, and I'm kind of excited because I haven't drank Zima since I was 15 years old, so I'm excited.
I also haven't drank Zima since you were 15 years old. No, I haven't drank Zima since you were 12 years old, dude. I really hope it's been a long time.
Okay, right. Well, those are my stories. So.
Okay, what are they doing? Zima Gold as well as regular Zima, or is it just regular?
it's just the good regular.
Okay, I'm gonna call bullshit stuff on the Zima one and say yes for the robot pets.
Okay,
because I have been to Japan. I've seen how it's done.
I want to say bullshit on the robot pets.
Cool.
I think that's fake. I call bullshit.
Well, would you like me to share my screen with you?
I would like that very much.
For the listener. Danny is clicking over to
share. Disabled attendee screen sharing.
Oh, that's me, I guess.
That's messed up, dude.
Can you
share my fucking screen?
Can you pull it up on your phone?
I mean, I could pull it up on my phone, but it's right here.
I kid.
Let's see. Unable to.
Jeremy refuses to be.
Michael, you're right. Michael, you're right. Jeremy, you're wrong.
Yeah, Jeremy refuses to be shown to be shown up, and I understand.
Just so you can hear, these ladies have some adorable new friends thanks to Alabama's Robotic Pet Project. May Lambert and Gene Reddish were recipients of 2 of the state's special robot pets, a perfect solution to the isolation many seniors are facing right now because of social distancing and the COVID-19 pandemic.
The ARPP.
The robots provide benefits of a real pet without the physical challenges of having to feed, pick up after, take care of an animal,
or defend yourself from the, you know, deadly teeth.
Cute, but a real dog wouldn't wear
Jeremy, I think your whole dog adventure might have gone differently if you had a robot pet, because Marla could have used your robot pet as the scooter to answer the door I'm gonna name him Benji. let me do it again. I'm gonna name him Benji.
This is basically a stuffed animal, but it's robotic, and a sweet old lady is just staring into its
soul. It was a sweet robotic pet that I had. Yeah, I had a Teddy Ruxpin. And
you could say
that was a robotic bear. And what was his friend's name? Grubby. I had Grubby too.
Oh, really? You had the sidekick?
Yeah. Yeah.
All I had was the kid down the block who put heavy metal tapes in the Teddy Rock spin.
Why do you have a tab that says Zima Returns?
Yeah, because it was. I was making sure that Zima wasn't
returning.
I thought it's already returned.
No, it is. No.
It's coming back this year, dude. It was sold again
in the U.S. in the summer of 17 and 18, but it did not return in 2019.
Oh, okay.
So I said it was coming back in 2020.
There's
so
a few things that we should leave behind in the last decade, and Zima could be one.
Yes, for sure.
Michael C., while we're on the subject
of robotic pets, the Nature channels have really gone above and beyond to like get inside of animals' behavior by building all these really cool robotic cameras that resemble the animals that they're observing. Mm. They make like this robotic penguin that just kind of sits there and looks around, and the other penguins get used to it, and then they're able to get this really intimate footage. And it's worked with a number of different species. It's really awesome. It's called Critter Cam, and they've made ones that swim.
It's called Critter Cam?
Critter
Cam.
It's
pretty easy.
You cannot cheat by looking it up right now.
Nobody.
It's called
Critter. Show your hands.
It's called Critter Cam. Show it tabs. It's called Critter Cam, and they make ones that float and swim. They make ones that sit still, and they make ones that roll around. And I think they make ones that make noise as well. But I was amazed at some of that footage. It's so intimate, so up close.
Okay.
Whereas you're thinking like, oh, camera operator, get out of there. You're so close to that birth scene.
Yeah.
But it was just a Critter Cam.
All right, Critter Cam.
The amount of animal sexual assault that happens on all of those Critter Cams is pretty intense.
Yeah, and not a thing silent witness. Can do.
Yeah, they haven't made any of the Critter Cams able to talk yet because they don't want any liability. Nature shows in general are highly manipulated, and there's a whole bunch of bullshit that happens, I'm sure. Mm, mm. Never having been to one, that's one set I haven't been on.
All right, Critter Cams is your first story.
Critter Cam.
All right, so what is story Singular. Number two? And we will call bullshit after you tell it.
This is not fair. And it's also, it's pretty personal. But during this pandemic, I have developed the ability to fly. Nobody told me before that I couldn't. And then I've been concentrating, and I'm going to give you guys a little shot right now.
For the listener, he's no, he's yeah. Oh, nice shirt.
Bye, guys. Okay.
I think I can immediately call bullshit on one of those stories.
It's Critter Cam, isn't it?
It's Critter Cam. No,
it's definitely not Critter Cam.
It's Michael C. flying. How did this come to you? How did you learn? You just started flapping your wings?
Watching this old animation of like a German kids book that my son's been watching by this author, Janosch. That's J-A-N. Oh, with an umlaut, S-C-H, about little bear and little tiger. And they're walking around doing their things. And that's the most memorable one. But then there's another one about an old dude. And is he Pop Pop or something like that? And nobody had told him that he couldn't fly. So he just kept flying. And nobody had told him that he couldn't breathe underwater. So he just walked underwater. It was a very interesting way of how you can put your mind to something.
Like it's a way to control the population in Germany is what it seems like to me.
Oh, gosh. A way to weed out dumb kids.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, no, if you wish hard enough, you wish hard enough, you can fly and also definitely try to breathe underwater.
That take vein big, popping? No, breaths. No, don't worry about that. That just means it's working.
That vein popping means you're breathing extra.
All right, well, I'm calling bullshit, obviously, on the flying. I don't believe that you have the ability to fly. And that would give me 1 point, you 1 point, and Danny 1 point. And then Danny just answered it again and gives him 2 points. That's for the win!
Oh, he pulled back ahead. That makes sense.
I know. I don't like it at all. Congratulations, Dan. You get to read all the outros.
This kind of feels like that shitty thing where like somebody gets like five spins and press your luck and you're just like, oh, I'm never going to.
Right.
I'm never. Okay, I'll pass one. Fuck. I get a whammy.
Look, if we expand this from a minisode to a full episode, we could. The next round could be higher stakes. There's a whole mess of stuff to do. At first, I wasn't sure what I think about this, but I enjoyed this very much, and I would do it again.
Yeah,
10
I'll
for 10.
I'll do a better 10 lie. I'll do a better
10
lie.
10 for 10 would do again. Yeah. Mike, you phoned in the lie. Just going to throw it out there.
It's the only time ever. So
it's true. For someone who gets me all the time on your silly little mistruths and falsehoods.
Don't go trying.
I mean, the peanut butter story should have been second one. Yeah, that you might as well just recycle that. That's better than flying.
Wait, the peanut butter story?
Yeah, the getting lost on the mountain and they survived on peanut butter.
Oh, yes. You're talking about the vegetarian. You talk about the crew of vegetarian rugby players.
Sure,
Survived without having to resort to cannibalism at all.
Correct. Yes. That was a good one. As for the outros, below me is Michael C. Marona, and his Twitter handle is Michael C. Marona. You can fuck with him. He will fuck with you right back.
Happy to.
Jeremy is at Remy Balin on the Instas and at Jeremy Balin. Jeremy Balin on the Instas and Remy Balin on the tweets. But he doesn't really tweet, so don't even bother.
Yeah.
I'm at D. Tamborelli at Twitter, and I just occasionally tweet things that I like or yell at people who say stupid shit.
He just posts some nice pictures of his kid.
And my Instagram is Danny Tamborelli, and I do mostly only now post Tuesdays with Alfie, which is little video snippets of my life every Tuesday.
I think you should make it Wednesday so it's less morbid, but that's just me.
No, but I like that. I think it's a good Tuesdays with Alfie. Just because it was on a Tuesday, it just happened to be that way. And once Jeremy and Brendan and I wrote a sketch called Tuesdays with Diarrhea.
Let's be honest. Jeremy wrote the sketch.
Let's be honest. Jeremy inspired the sketch.
We were there and decided it was not a funny sketch. So it was all Jeremy's.
Yes, exactly. Well, I did make the graphic and it was very good. all right, finish it up.
We are part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out. Check all your great podcasts out, and we'll see you next time.
No, what about our little voicemail?
Yeah, we have a voicemail at 347-470-5190.
No.
8150.
You're close.
If you have a problem and you can find us, maybe you can hire the Danny and Mike, the Adventures of Danny and Mike at 347-470-8150.
Thanks for coming in.
There you go. And you know what? If you have some stories you want to send us, just send them. Hashtag Danny and Mike. And we'll fuck around with them on the episodes. Maybe we'll decide
if they're bullshit.
Obviously,
or
we
not.
Will. But
that's
but
true.
Yes. But
you know, we should set up individual emails that come in so people can
anonymous.
So if you guys want, to feed us bullshit and real stories without having to let everyone else know what's
going on. In other words, we're going to turn the tables on what the podcast usually is. You feed us the bullshit instead of us the other way.
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes it much easier for us. We got busy lives and busy things.
We're content harvesting. It's called letting the audience do the work.
We also have a new website. Check it out. DannyandMike.com.
With the and spelled out, it's very delicious.
Yeah.
No ampersands.
Thank you, Jeremy Balin, for putting it together for us.
Yeah, job,
thanks, everybody, for all the birthday wishes and all the goodness and the love.
Mike with the late one.
Yeah. But in any time it's delivered, it's well received, and I appreciate it. And much love to everyone.
In February. I'll give you a half birthday in February.
Yeah, there you go.
What does AARP give you for your birthday?
Another 20, bud.
They send you subscription deals now, right? You can get movie line for like $1 a year.
I'm like a bomb detonator with Danny and his fucking shitty jokes. Like, he'll just say something and I'll know. If all I have to do is be like, just say the actual answer, it'd be like, oh no, I don't get AARP for another 20 years. And then he doesn't know what to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, check us out on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and
Much love.
Be well.
Join our Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/DannyMike with the N spelled out, where you can find episodes like these in video form. Bye.
Bye.
Chug.
Bar.
Gross. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.